Hey, what's up? It has been quite a minute. I think it's been a few months. I honestly didn't look back to see what my last episode was, but it was a super, super short one. I am back and I have so much wealthy information for you. I'm doing stuff that I just kept trying to do for the last few years. I'm doing things that I've been doing for other companies. And so the podcast is going to be a little different. Obviously, right now I am on camera, but it's going to be a little different because I'm like, fuck the music, fuck the intro. Let me just get right into it. So this episode is just going to catch you up on what's going on. I'm going to give you some tips and I'm going to realign with the purpose or with what my purpose for the podcast is right now. Basically, Ambitious AF, I have finally, it's been on hold for a little bit just because I'm reconfiguring. So I haven't been doing any marketing or adding any new clients and I haven't been doing anything. I have a team that's been helping me build Para Environmental Training, my other baby, which is my business with my husband. And so there's been a lot of cool stuff that I've been doing with that, and that's been really awesome. I know I've talked about it before, so I don't want to talk your ear off about that, but it's taught me a lot because it is already an existing multiple six-figure business. And so the goal with me taking it over is to at least maintain what that was, so that, you know, us taking over and the whole staff change and everything, that it didn't interfere with our, at least the minimum that we could expect. But of course my goal is that we're exceeding what was already being made. So that's a freaking work in progress, but so far everything's looking good. Anyway, so that's part of what's going on. The other thing, so I made some notes because otherwise I'm gonna forget. So I want to talk about basically when you're not sure what direction to go in your life, this could apply to anyone, and we might have to switch up the order on this. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just going to put it out there like this. So if you go with the flow of life, just go with the direction that it's showing you and you don't force things and cause stress, then as you keep flowing that direction, it'll guide you where you're supposed to end up. So I'll talk a little bit more about that. The other thing I want to talk about is when you go with the flow, you have to seize the opportunities that appear along the way. So if you were in a strong current in a river or something, you would grab onto a rock if you saw it, if it was flowing and you wanted to save your own life, right? So that's that. I want to talk about a lot of stuff on this podcast because things are different for me now. There's a lot of different things. If you're watching this podcast, I do want to point out, yes, I did lose weight. I lost a lot of weight. Maybe you didn't notice and I'm just bragging. Whatever, sure, I am. And the reason for that is because I lost like, I think like 40 pounds. Something like that. Anyway, let me have a sip of water real quick. I'm telling you because I'm probably not going to edit this. Okay, so things I want to talk about is things that affect our health. So there's certain corporations, not all corporations are bad, you know, but there are some that are bad. And they don't give one flying fuck about you or me and how their products affect our health. So I want to talk about that. That's going to be more of a common theme for me on the show. The other thing is I've had a lot of friends who have recently had preemies. And as anyone who's known me for a while or has followed me, you guys know I had my baby early. He was born 2 months early. Don't ask me to do math right now. but I have some tips and advice for those preemie moms, you know, because it's like it's really hard, especially when your baby is in the hospital and you're just trying to get there every day to see them, and you want to make sure that you're bringing them milk in the beginning because they're preemies, and so ideally you do want to give them what nature, you know, provided. Not talking crap about anyone, so do not take my words out of context. The other thing I want to talk about is it kind of goes with our health. So how plastic is affecting our health and everything around us, because obviously plastic comes from petroleum. So yeah, I have a lot of shit to talk about that. And there's, like, again, chemicals that are put into not only like foods, like processed foods. I want to talk about food so bad because that's one of the major things that has changed for me. And it's not a diet. It is a lifestyle change. And I really, really, anyone who's ready to change their life, I'm going to talk about that a lot here. And yeah, so those are some of the things that I really want to talk about. And I also want to talk about the fact that as I continue to try to reach the next level, or as I continue to push myself to accomplish more and more and more, I learn more about myself, and I learn more about how I'm supposed to be here on this earth to actually use my talents to help other people. So, with that said, I am huge on what I'm going to share with you, which is about, you know, meditation and bringing your awareness into a different level, which basically is taking your mind beyond limits, because so many people have limitations, including I. And it's taken me a few years to kind of move past certain limitations, not listen to other people. So I want to talk about that too. So there's a lot about meditation and growth within myself and how I've grown and the things that I could share with others to hopefully help you reach that next level, because ultimately that's always been my goal. I've always wanted to help people reach the next level. It just tends to be where my brain ends up going into a business direction with that. And so with the business direction, I have this stuff about plastic and pollution as well, because I really truly want to make this world a better place. So I want to talk about that. And there's so much more. So I guess call this my relaunch episode. I am back, motherfucker. Mwah.